At Impilo Hospital, everything has been brought to a halt because all the doctors have decided to down their tools, saying our plight hasn't been heard as doctors. The people who are responsible are not representing us. So we've decided to take this into our hands and take this industrial action as such.
The government is saying this is an illegal demonstration.
Yeah, obviously, this is not the first strike by doctors in Zimbabwe. You have never had a strike in Zimbabwe which is called legal anyway. But according to the constitution, our new constitution, we followed all protocols we've given our government, a 14-day ultimatum, which we gave them on the 3rd of October.
We also understand that some striking doctors are receiving threats. Is this true?
This is very true. We have received the threats, and some of our members have been actually called, and they've been questioned on one or two issues about the ongoing strike. But this is not barring us from going on with our strike. We have said, come what may, victimization or not, we are going to stand here on our feet and defend for our faith.
Who exactly is threatening the doctors?
Unspecified. People are calling. They are calling our members in Harare, here in Bulawayo, and we are saying, comrades, we are doctors. We are not going to be threatened by anyone who is calling us. They are telling us we are. We just want to know the information. Why are you going on strike? And we ask them, who are you? They are not giving us a solid response.